down. Let's talk about the broader economy now with Paul Grunewald. He is Global Chief Economist at S&P Global Ratings. And like many of your peers, Paul, in the economics and strategy world, you guys have been busy working on your outlooks for 2022. And I think 2021 threw what we hope is one final curveball in the form of Omicron. So you did factor that into your discussion in your outlook, but talk to me about how you factored it in and what you think the implications are for global growth.
Well, hi, Julie. Thanks for having me on the show. You're right. We just finished our what we call our credit conditions round, which is our quarterly forecasting round with a fresh view of the global macro credit scene. Yeah, Omicron is a little bit early. What we do know from the data during the year is that the economic impact of the virus has been diminishing. So for a given amount of infections, we know that because of vaccinations and governments having a little bit more tolerance for, you know, the numbers, the impact on lockdowns from a certain number of infections has dropped. And then given a certain amount of lockdowns, you know, households and firms are learning to live with the virus. So the impact on the economy has been falling. So the mapping from the virus to the lockdown to the macro world has been diminishing. That doesn't mean we can't get a shock. So Omicron is going to be, you know, a new shock. We don't know yet how serious it's going to be. But I think the good news is, you know, the economic impact of COVID seems to be diminishing. And we'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks when we get more health data. But that's about all we could say in this round. We just don't really know enough to yet confidently map that into some macro numbers.
Paul, don't laugh me off my own show here, but I read my first piece this morning of someone, a strategist, looking for a potential recession in 2023. I mean, do you see any of that recession risk starting to creep up in the markets? And would that be a cause if we do go into recession by 2023 for whatever reason? Would that be driven by higher interest rates and a tightening policy by the Fed?
Yeah, I don't think we see a recession in the U.S. or anywhere else in the next couple of years. Let's remember we're setting a three-decade high for growth this year in the U.S., even though we've just lowered our forecast to 5.5. We do expect economies to slow, right? So we knew we would come out of the depths of COVID quickly. We know that there are inflation fears and that central banks are, you know, moving off of the zero lower bounds and starting to withdraw accommodation, et cetera. But, you know, we would need a pretty significant macro or credit shock to go into recession territory. So for us, the view is still kind of this reasonably orderly reflation and exit from COVID. But it would take a pretty big, as I said, surprise to take us into, you know, negative growth for a couple of quarters, which is the standard, you know, market definition of a recession.
Paul, it's Brian Chung here. You talk about the central banks there. Your note kind of made a point of the fact that some central banks, especially in the emerging markets, are hiking rates, and some of them even aggressively. Is there a concern that, especially with the Omicron variant kind of presenting the reminder that, hey, there are other variants that could come out here that could slow economic activity, especially in those emerging markets, that might even spill over to the advanced economies, that the central banks could be positioning themselves for a little bit of a pivot that they might have to make later down the line?
Yeah, Brian, maybe a bit too early to make that call. I mean, we're aware that, you know, some of these inflation pressures we're looking at, whether they're from oil or supply chains, are eventually going to start fading. So one of the risks, it's not a main risk, is that, you know, central banks kind of tighten too much in the near term. I wouldn't put that as a top risk. And again, that depends on how big the impact of Omicron is. But I think the focus of most central banks is on inflation, keeping inflation under control, making sure medium-term expectations are pretty well anchored, and keeping the economy on an even keel, close to full employment. I think they've got maybe, you know, one eye on potential downside risks to slow the economy, but I don't think that's the major focus right now.
So, Paul, I'm looking at your forecasts for the next several years. So this year, you're looking for global GDP growth of 5.7%, 4.2% in 2022, and then looking at about 3.5% for 2023, 2024. Here in the U.S., 5.5% this year, 3.9% next year. Given what we heard from Jay Powell yesterday, and given the outlook for growth, Is it the right thing, as he seemed to indicate, to pull forward the end of bond buying and the beginning of rate increases?
Yeah, well, we've been signaling the risk that the Fed may have to move earlier, and we think the key variable there is the labor market. We got the ADP this morning, another strong number. We don't know. We won't know until Friday for the jobs report whether, you know, we're pulling more people into the labor force and get the participation rate up. But, you know, the Fed said they've got their inflation objective, met. That shouldn't be a big surprise. But they're still waiting to achieve the labor market objective, which is maximum employment. And, you know, they think the unemployment rate can be pushed below 4, keeping wage growth in check. But that's the big issue right now, because we're seeing a very hot economy. We're seeing wage growth, and the unemployment rate is still 4.6. So given what we're seeing with another strong employment number, you just pointed to some strong manufacturing number, you know, maybe the labor market's tighter than the Fed thinks, and that's the reason to start to move earlier. So as you said, now it looks like we're going to get an acceleration of tapering. We're still going to start this month, but maybe end it early. And that kind of clears the deck for a rate rise. We've got it in the third quarter of next year, but I think the risk is that could even come earlier, because the Fed has now accelerated the pace of tapering.
Paul, I've got a bit of a big picture question here, but how much humility should there be in broad economic forecasts right now when we hear the Fed chairman come out yesterday and say, we're going to retire using the word transitory because inflation ended up being stickier than we had expected, and it's possible that this could be more persistent than we had expected? Maybe that's just because of, you know, the dynamics at play here, which is that this is first and foremost primarily an epidemiological issue that economists maybe aren't able to fit into a state model.
Well, there should be lots of humility, right? I was listening into a webinar yesterday where, a very prominent economist said no one should be celebrating about their inflation forecast in 2021. The entire profession missed it on the low side. You're right. We've never gone through a pandemic in our professional lifetime, so we don't have any experience forecasting this sort of thing. And then we've been playing semantics with the word transitory over the last couple of months, and I think we finally just threw in the towel yesterday on transitory. So, yeah, there's a good dose of humility to go around, but we still need to get the forecast as correct as possible. The Fed needs to do its job and achieve its dual mandate. But maybe we retire the word transitory for now and just focus on, you know, the dynamics in the wage market and getting the policy rate right and keeping the economy on a pretty good keel. Right, we've had a pretty good year this year. I think that's part of what's generating the inflation surprise. But try to continue that momentum into 2022 and beyond.
Transitory should have been retired 3-4 months ago, but we'll leave it there for right now. Paul Grunwald, Global Chief Economist at S&P Global Ratings. Always good to see you.